You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Joe Rex Road coming back into the fold here, as you can see on the stream. Joined now, as we are every Friday at 8 o'clock, by our man Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD as well on our 102.5 The Game phone line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
Hey, man, what a day to be alive, man. That's all I could say.
That's all I could say, too. That's always a good start for sure. TD, look, I don't know about you. I have had a lot of fun watching A.J. Brown this week make his various videos and his Instagram messages, TikTok videos, everything of the like, trying to recruit Julio Jones to the Titans. We know that this is probably going to happen via trade, and it's not really in Julio Jones' hands anyway. But what have you thought of A.J. Brown and his recruiting videos for Julio Jones? And what do you think about this Julio Jones saga taking place right now with the Falcons?
Yeah, man, you know, when I talk to A.J. Brown, I always tell him, like, young boy, you get it, man. You understand what it is to connect yourself to a fan base, to media, to other players. That guy really has it together, and you could tell he was raised the right way. And you never see him overreact to, like, stressful situations or anything like that. So I love what he's doing, and it's cool. But the thing that I really feel about it is, you know, he's having fun with it. That's what all the guys are doing. They're having fun with it. Because at the end of the day, Julio Jones can't go to Arthur Blank and Wayne Fontenot and tell them, hey, trade me to the Titans, right? They're going to send Julio Jones to the team that or organization that gives him the best compensation. That's really what it boils down to. So as far as when you look at this whole thing, I mean, how could you not want a guy like Julio Jones in your offense? Absolutely, you want that. But you also have to look at, and this is something that I talked to Chris Sanders about for talking with TD this week, you got to understand fit and just see how that would happen, because now you got Todd Downing already trying to maintain the continuity that they had last year, and he would have to tweak some things because Julio Jones, now let's face it, you got that guy in your lineup, you're going to want to give him the ball a lot. And how will that fit in with Derrick Henry, who you want to give touches? We know what happens as he continues to get the football in the fourth quarter. And then A.J. Brown, he's a young dynamite player in his own right, and you got other players who are ascending too. So it's a tough situation, and then not to mention the salary cap issues. You got to push some stuff down the line, and not just enough room to fit him in the cap. You want to fit enough room in case, God forbid, an injury like 2018 with Jonathan Cyprian. They were able to go out and get Kenny Vaccaro, who obviously was a fantastic player for the few years that he was here. So there's a lot to consider with it. On paper, you know, and as a pipe dream, it's something that I know Titans fans are excited about, and they should be.
Yeah, well, and pipe dream's probably about right. Long shot. I mean, it's. I feel like there's a lot of other teams, you know, that are probably in better position to do this, TD. But
exactly.
In general, if you're you know, John Robinson, and you're in talks, because your coworker Diana Rossini, of course, reported that, you know, at least somebody out there has talked first round pick with the Falcons. What would you think would be appropriate, you know, compensation for, of course, taking on that salary? I mean, to me, the Falcons aren't in a position of strength because they are trying to unload that huge cap hit.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You got a team that wants to, it's, you know what this is like? You ever go to the boardwalk, right? And it's hot. That heat is beating down on you, and you got to cool off. So what do you do? Especially if you got your son with you, what do you do? you're going to spend $10 on two ice cream cones. You know what I mean? It's an impulse purchase. They got you. And that's how this situation is. So, yeah, I think they're crazy if they think they're going to get a first round pick in this situation with the contract and with them really trying to unload it. And now if you have a player who's not disgruntled, but he just feels, you know, his relationship has run its course there. So that's going to be tough. Now for NFL Nation, we did a post where each of us, well, it ended up being four of us. We made a pitch for Julio Jones. I pitched a third round pick and Rashawn Evans. And man, I like Rashawn Evans as a player. I really do. And I feel that if he stays here, he's going to have a big year. But I just wanted to, you know, make a fair trade, nothing personal. And that's what I offered. And Michael Rothstein, a new Falcons reporter, he almost took it, but he ended up going with a second and a fourth from the 49ers. So that's my value, a third-round pick and a starter, plug and play. I think that would be what they should offer, and I would think that would get the deal done.
The great Teron Davenport on the line with us, presented by Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at freedomtireguys.com. And, TD, we saw Darrington Evans getting some work in at wide receiver. In your opinion, what do you think the next step is for him in this offense? How much more involved do you think he needs to be in the passing game as he heads into year two here?
Yeah, I think he's going to be more involved with it. And the thing, and I asked him about, I wasn't sure, so I said, let me just ask him just to double check. He did play some receiver at Appalachian State. So you're getting a guy who, God bless Derrick Henry, but if you put Derrick Henry in the slot, you know, let him run routes or anything like that, it's not going to look pretty, you know. But he is a guy, Darrington Evans, you could put him in there, and he actually looked good yesterday. Watched him through the drills, the box drills, the cones, and, you know, working with all that stuff. And I thought he was pretty impressive. And he's someone that you could go with a two running back package, right, and have Derrick Henry in the backfield and motion Evans into the slot. And now you got a matchup issue. Because I would take him against most linebackers. So that's something I think he will be involved. And the thing that you have to remember with him is he's a guy that was a home run hitter at App State. I mean, he had, what, three or four 70-yard touchdown runs. So that's something. And when you take Derrick Henry out of the game, you don't want to lose a whole lot of that home run ability. And that's kind of where they were without Evans as a guy, because, I mean, McNichols is solid, and I think he makes the roster, and Brian Hill is another good one, so it's going to be a competition. But those guys don't give you the home run hitting that Evans brings. So, yeah, I think he's going to be involved, and I think there's going to be a move to – I mean, they wanted it last year, right, to not give Derrick Henry the ball so many times, but it's hard to take a guy like that out. So I think if you could give him a breather, get some success with Evans, I think that will further increase his role.
TD, I know you tweeted about DeShone Kizer and how he looked throwing the football. Yeah. I mean, his arm talent really has never been in dispute, but maybe a guy who can really push Logan Woodside. What else from yesterday stood out to you? I mean, I don't think any of the veterans who weren't there surprised any of us. Anyone who did who wasn't there?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say this about Kizer. Let's get it out the way, and I'm going to give you, you know, Jarrett – Stillman, you know, and company, they like to do the Fireball Hot Take Fridays. Well, here you go. DeShone Kizer is going to be the backup quarterback.
Ooh,
I would put money on that. And there's no slight on Logan Woodside, because when he gets out there, he can make the offense move and do things. But if you look at what he does as far as Kizer's concerned, he's able to get on the move, similar to what Tannehill does, and that guy can push the ball down the field in the middle of the field, which is something that you don't really have with Woodside. You can stretch the field vertically with Kizer. And this is all under the, you know, heaven forbid Ryan Tannehill goes down with injury, right? So either way, if that should happen, you know, you're going to really probably punch some walls, because they're going to be upset. But still, I think Kizer will be the backup. Now, as far as guys who weren't there that surprised me, I mean, honestly, and I'm not knocking them, you know, I respect any player's decision not to be there. But I was very surprised that Rashawn Evans wasn't there. I was very surprised that Tannehill wasn't there. You know, I know some of the guys like Byard, he had some things that you know, were keeping him from being there. he'll be there next week. But some of the leaders on the team, Jeffrey Simmons, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine they have valid reasons to not be there. But I just was surprised by that because this is a team, especially on defense, that was really looking to turn the corner from a leadership perspective. And I think that's one way that, you know, other guys aren't going to look at it sideways, but I just think that's one way to just really further solidify your position as a leader on the team.
TD, last thing for you here. Obviously, this is a really important year for Christian Fulton. I mean, the responsibility that he's going to have certainly elevated from what we saw this time a year ago. And obviously, in year one, dealt with a lot of injuries. What are your expectations for Christian Fulton as he heads now into year two with the Titans?
Yeah, I think the young fella is going to take a big step. And I think really it starts with him being healthy. I thought it was really funny. He said yesterday, I had an injury that I never even heard of. I thought that was pretty funny, but that just goes to show you, you know, how much experience that young man has with injuries. So I think that's the first thing. And I asked him about taking that next step. And he said, another thing with him is just learning the whole defense. And that's something that, you know, especially a guy who's going to be asked to play some nickel, asked to play outside. I think you have to know what everybody else is doing when you're in the nickel, especially because you got to know where your help inside is. You got to, know where you have to carry a certain receiver to before you can pass them off. All those things. There's a lot. And you can't play fast, if you don't know all that. And that's what he said. Knowing the whole scheme is going to allow him to be quick on his feet and make plays. And let me tell you, that dude is a solid man coverage corner, and he can play some zone. But he's good in match and man-type coverage. So I think he's going to have a big year, and he's already having a big year off the field, right? He has his door of the trenches open up there in North Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something. They got the gear there, so I'm going to keep shopping there. But, yeah, man, I think it's going to be a big season for him.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road Fridays at 8 o'clock. Always great, great stuff. TD, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And, hey, Rex Road, the secret to my energy this morning, man, I put Bismarck, I put that tape in.
Oh, yeah.
And it got me going, man. The Bismarck is going off.
Nice. The Biz. Wait, did you say the tape? Did you actually put in the tape?
No, I didn't. You know, it was the tape. Like, you play it on your phone, and it looks like the tape.
There
you go. Give you those old school vibes. You know how we do.
Oh, he's got – Rex Rowe's got big grin on his face now. He's
I had him stumped for a second when I said the tape. That's
you
why
did.
We had that silence.
Oh, yeah. He was thrown off. TD, appreciate you, brother. Have a great weekend.
I love it.
All right. Much love, fellas. Be safe this weekend.
Absolutely. You as well. Teron Davenport. The great reporter for ESPN NFL Nation, also hosts Talking with TD as well, joins us every week, presented by Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at freedomtireguys.com. We'll react a little bit to what TD had to say, get your back into your thoughts on the Predators as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.